Robert Atsushi Second Experience. October 2016. I started my ministry in the country of Hungary, where I inaugurated my first ministry. God began to bless me financially. God touched the heart of a rich man named Joseph. He made a donation to me to buy my house. Before that, my wife and I were renting a property to stay in. Hallelujah. The great God comes with his providence in the life of the one who loves him. God used another man called Miklos, who bought a new car and gave it to me as a gift. When we seek the presence of this Most High God, everything on earth cooperates for our good. Glory to God. Seek first the kingdom and all other things will be added. You who are looking for a blessing, do not worry about it. Seek spiritual things and the desire of your heart will be realized, because God probes your innermost being. My wife and I were blessed materially. Months later, I got a job to support my family. But something began to happen in my life. My work was causing me tiredness in my body that I did not have time to pray to God. I would come and lay in bed to sleep. When I left for work, I would pass by the church tired, and when I got home, I would fall into bed and sleep. My wife began to find it very strange that I did not pray the night. I was the prayer column in my house. My wife was praying alone in the middle of the night until an angel appeared in our room. She was awake while I slept. The angel said, "Tell your husband to watch and pray. War is fought and your rest is not here. It is not time to fall asleep, since his new ministry depends on him to bring the revival. When you sleep, I will reveal the divine mysteries in a dream." After this vision, my wife was astonished, for it was the first time the angel appeared to her. See the account of her dream. I went to sleep and had a dream of Robert's father. He was in a war with several men. These men looked like the army of Rome. They had swords, but their faces were like animals. Some resembled horses, others like goats, and others with the face of snakes and crocodiles. Only their bodies were men, but their heads were animals like monsters. They fought against other warriors of swords. The warriors who fought these men were common. One of these men was my father-in-law, who fought with all his might. He was all wounded, but he did not let go of the sword and the shield of his hands until he stopped fighting and said, "I fought the good fight. I am a pilgrim in this land. I am a foreigner here. I have to go to my homeland. My king calls me. There is my place." When he said that, he took his cloak off his back and threw it to the ground. A whirlwind enveloped my father-in-law and lifted him to the sky. A voice said from the sky, "Who would wear this cloak? Who had assumed the great responsibility? The man wearing this cloak I will greatly empower with a powerful anointing, not from man but straight from me. He will receive the anointing that comes from my source. I have several of these mantles to dress my prophets. All those who want, I will give a mantle that will cover them with my power. Each layer of this will be a ministry different from the other." After that dream I woke up, I realized that those monsters that fought against the warriors are the demons, plotting a spiritual war against the church. And the mantle that Kenzo threw from his back was because he died, and so far, no one had taken that responsibility. And any man who takes Kenzo's cloak will have the same responsibility and the same anointing as him. The anointing that was upon him was not of him but from God. In the dream, when he threw the cloak, it was engulfed in a fire that never faded, like the burning bush. The fire covered the mantle and never consumed it. I am Robert, and I was astonished and ashamed of myself after my wife told the dream. I was freely given a house and a car. I was very comfortable. Sometimes too many blessings make you relax your guard and not pray anymore, as all your needs are satisfied. After my wife told that dream, when it was the night, I felt a weight on my body. Something was trying to stifle my breath. I cried out for Jesus in thought because my mouth was sealed. When the day came, I was sick and full of pain. I could not move my body and I was hospitalized for a few days. My father's friend Leslie had come to visit me. He was no longer a disciple, that spiritual little baby that my father cared for and helped in his walk. My father gave a great deal to Brother Leslie, who liked to learn and was always with him. He was the weakest of the members who followed my father on his missions, but now he had become a great man of God. He had much trouble in asserting himself in holy doctrine by having his bond with the world. After he broke with the world once and for all, his ministry grew. He was no longer a child in the faith. Now he is a mature man spiritually. The carnal Leslie died to be born a new spiritual man. Everybody said that he could only assert himself under the shadow of my father. And when Kenzo passed away, everyone asked what would become of Brother Leslie. The death of my father taught Leslie to walk alone. He grew spiritually, a man full of grace and the power of God. He came to visit me and brought a tremendous revelation of God. Leslie said, "So says Jesus, these diseases that are in your body are evil darts. Jesus showed me a demon throwing many darts of disease in your flesh. Leslie put his hands on my head in that hospital and prayed for me. All the pains of my body disappeared. The doctors had given me many injectable drugs and the pain did not subside. But through Leslie's prayer, the sicknesses were gone. Then he left and went back to his country. I returned home and one night a demon appeared to me with a whip and gave me a whip that left a cut on my body. He hated me and told me to close the church I opened. The devil said, "Only the churches that preach my gospel will be open. I do not want spiritual churches, and then you insist on preaching the truth in that territory. You're not your father to resist all the pressure we'll throw on your shoulders. Do not follow the path of your father wanting to save the world. If you keep insisting on carrying the holy word, your life will be a Calvary." That demon disappeared from my sight. My wife was frightened by the mark on my body after that whipping. I bowed my knees and prayed to God. I asked Jesus why he is letting the demons hit me. Jesus said, "Pray, get out of the comfort zone and fight like your father when he was on the ground. If you do not wake up, I'll let the demons afflict you. They are bombarding your flesh with evil darts. They want to kill you for being a threat to their plans. I gave you a spiritual warfare ministry. There is no escape. If you stop praying, you will be sick, because the war is declared against your life. You will win kneeling on the ground and watching, I am with you. Now I have to take your spirit to reveal some things. Your flesh cannot bear to see me for a long time and it will be consumed." What Jesus told me is true. I could not look at him. His glory made me look at the floor and I chatted with him with my head down. I saw when my body fell to the ground. My spirit was already with Jesus. Progressively corrupted church. Jesus showed me a 50-year-old church. At the beginning of this church, 95% of believers were saved. How did I know? Jesus showed me the spiritual garments of each Christian. They were as white as snow. 10 years have passed and the number of the saved has fallen to 90% of people in white robes. 20 years after the founding of this church, the number of the saved fell to 80%. 30 years later, the ones saved are 65%, and the rest are already stained. 40 years later, the saved was just 45%, less than half. The number of people in the dirty garments has already begun to increase. 50 years later, today only 20% of the members kept their robes clean. Most of the church was in their filthy robes. 50 years ago, 95% of members had their names written in the Book of Life, now only 20%. The weeds continue to rise amazingly as the wheat is dwindling. Jesus said modernity, vanity, and technology have contributed greatly to the fall of the faith of many. All of this has been a major problem for the true conversion of the church. Jesus looked at that temple, I saw tears falling from his eyes. He felt a very strong pain lamenting the situation of this church. He said, "The old paths come back when they really loved me and obeyed my word. How I miss you, my church, when you felt the pleasure of praying and you are in my presence. I remember when the fire burned in their hearts as they praised and worshipped me. What a beautiful time when there was fear in their hearts. They hated sin and made the devil tremble before you. The demons ran when they cried to me, and fire came out of their mouths that frightened the legions. My bride fell prostrate only to me. Today she prostrates herself to the devil and the things of this world. They do not praise me with their hearts and their worship is a farce before my face. I no longer receive their praises that come out of their mouths, and their hearts are far from me. Their preaching has no more power, nor effects to convert a soul. Their preaching is of the flesh and rehearsed beforehand. They write down their sermon notes of the Bible to speak, they no longer give place to my Holy Spirit to use them. They are no longer sincere as before and true, many plays with my word, living a double life, being a believer and at the same time being ungodly. Look at your congregations, they are all divided by men as any other earthly institution. I am no longer the Lord of these churches. I am no longer the head of the body. They think that they can deceive me, but they are deceiving themselves. They thought that they will save their souls when they gather in the church or occupy their positions in the church. They are deluded." I said, "Lord, you must love this church so much for crying for it." Jesus said, "My son, I am weeping for all the churches of the four corners of the world that are in the same way that you see. They need to go back to first love and stop being selfish. They do not love my sheep. All the money collected by the shepherds is serving to build stone temples. The offerings were to be used to supply the need of my people, not to build a house of prayer that will be destroyed at the end of time. How many of my servants are going hungry and needy? I taught how to love others when I was on earth. This church is far from the early church. If they do not change their lives, leave their selfishness and be born again, the sword of my righteousness will go down in the house of prayer. I will clean up all the dirt, I will take the tares and throw them into the fire. Satan has asked many souls for me. Satan thinks all souls are his, I say they are not all, because I know the future and know that some will come back to me and worship in spirit and truth. While others will never surrender to me by feeding themselves, I will deliver them to Satan. And some rebellious people who play with me, I will test them in the fire, I will allow them to go through tribulation so that they will remember me and return to my ways. False prophecies. I looked at the 50-year-old church, I realized that in the past they prophesied and still do today despite the sin having entered. I said, Lord, they continue to exercise their gifts of prophecy despite their weaknesses. Jesus said, when they obeyed me in the past, my spirit took pleasure in using their lips. Today there are two types of prophecies that are in this church. The swollen prophecies of their flesh all come from the heart of the person who prophesies and is but a desire. They prophesy with faith, wanting their desires fulfilled by believing that their word has power. But my will is not their will. When I use mine to prophesy, I see my word to be fulfilled. I am not a man that he should lie, neither a son of man that he should repent. The other prophecy that is also operating in this church is of the deceiving spirits. Those Christian groups that have already been possessed and think that it is my Holy Spirit using them. The flame they feel burning is not my spirit. First, they have to analyze their lives and then judge what spirits are using them. If they see they have unconfessed and ongoing sins in their lives, they should know that evil spirits are using them. They should cast out those demons who deceive them and come back to me. Jesus said, my servant, feed my people if you love me. That is why I chose you. Prepare my people to meet me on that great day. Prepare my bride. I have raised spiritual men in the four corners of the world who are now suffering for my work's sake. When your father left the earth, I raised 12 more men to continue his mission work for the world. And you are one of those columns I raised to replace him with his father's mission. I always choose the humble and despised by the world to confuse the sages and theologians. I am preparing you to be a spiritual pillar used by my Holy Spirit. You are young, yet you are beginning to have intimacy with me now, and you do not know the spiritual world. I will teach you to enter the spirit world to destroy the strongholds of the devil. My spirit will turn you into a soldier from heaven. My servant, you must have 7 spiritual qualities to become a great warrior. Have love for me and the sheep. Be steadfast in my ways. Be resistant to evil, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Be humble because you will not be you, it will be my Holy Spirit that will operate through you. Be obedient to my order, where I send you will go, always walking in sound doctrine and living the truth. Be vigilant because the enemy will surround you. Live a life of prayer to receive strength, virtue, and the lining of heaven. Jesus said, do not be discouraged to tell the truth, even if many do not support you. Do not shut up because of the pressure of many shepherds who speak ill of you and call you a liar. I will deal with those that I will deal with. Now go back to your body. My spirit returned to the body. The 7 keywords that will make a difference in my ministry are to be humble, persevere, obey, pray, watch, and be resilient. That's what I'm going to teach the church, I told my wife. At night we bowed our knees and went to pray with our hands in each other's hands. It was her custom to take my hands to pray. 30 minutes after our prayer, we kept praying until I saw a legion of devils around our house. Part of this legion was on the left side and the other on the right side. I told my wife if she was seeing those demons. She said no and we kept praying quietly. I was terrified to see so much evil against both of us. A voice said to me, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but you will not be struck. Those legions of demons disappeared. Deceived deliverance ministers. An evangelist friend of mine invited me to one of his deliverance crusades. He said his work of deliverance has paid off. When I arrived at his church after the preaching, he prayed for deliverance. By laying his hands on each person, he commanded the demons to go out. I have seen many demons manipulating ministers in their ministry of deliverance. They came out of the body of the people when he laid his hands on the possessed. As he drew away from these people, the demons returned to the bodies of the people. I prayed to God and asked for a revelation of this event. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that the evangelist was in sin with his wife. They both had sex using erotic plastic products. And God was not pleased with them. Jesus showed me a sexual fantasy outfit they had bought. He had bought a thong from Tarzan and his wife a Catwoman's outfit. I told him the demons were fooling him. The evangelist was not believing until I spoke of his erotic fantasies. He was ashamed even talking to me alone and still said that God had touched his heart to leave it. He accepted the revelation and said he would abandon the practices. Defiled worship. I went to another ministry and at that time the youth group was leading in the praise and worship. Their praises went no more than the roof of the church and were held in the air. Did I tell you in spirit why? Jesus told me that the entire group of the youth prostituted themselves and fornicated with the people who made appointments. Two of those young men, a girl and a boy who also sang, I saw a black snake come out of the boy's mouth and another from the girl's mouth. I asked Jesus and thought what this vision meant. He said the two young people practiced oral sex in their courtship. The two snakes I saw are demons coming out of their mouths, but they did not come out completely, it was just a part of the snake coming out of their mouths. They were possessed, and now with the gift of vision I received, I could see everything that was happening on the other side in the spiritual realm. Corrupted preacher. The preacher began the word of God. His sermons were beautiful with good language, a well-elaborated sermon with great preaching. But in the vision, I saw a crowd of people with their hands chained. And the words that came out of the mouth of the preacher all fell to the ground, like raindrops. His preaching did not free anyone. The chains continued to hold the hands of those people. Words did not touch the people's hearts. His preaching was filled with empty words with no anointing. I asked Jesus, why is this happening? Jesus revealed me, he murmurs against me, he questions my work. He speaks evil of his brother and debates the doctrine. It has also caused divisions and formed groups within the church. Jesus showed me in a vision, this preacher in the church quarter. He was not alone. He had some women and brothers together with him speaking ill of the preachers. They whispered about those who did not know how to preach and commented on the type of clothes some people wore. Even this pastor said he wanted to take his rightful place in the church when the time comes. He was setting up a rebellion against his own senior pastor to overthrow him from his position and be appointed as the new leader. Many people there were poor and unemployed, unable to have the best clothes and shoes. This preacher mocked these people and was still setting a trap to defame his pastor so the church would not come to believe him anymore. Because of these sins, his preaching had no power. Corrupt communications. Jesus also showed me broken alliances. I asked Jesus for the meaning of this vision. Jesus told me, it's the covenant of the pastor and his wife. They argue and swear. Every clumsy word they speak opens up legality for the demons to enter their homes. These words bring a curse on their marital lives. Because of this, the demons are already working within their marriage. The church needs to get in touch with me. This is not a just one example in this place. The leaders of this church need to make amends urgently before the devil rob them of their souls. Spirit of seduction. I passed all the visions and revelations to the church, leaving them astonished. Because of this, a demon appeared in my room where I make my prayers. The demon that appeared to me was the principality of feminine vanity. This demon was full of earrings all over her body and with red lipstick. Her hair was colored, part blonde, the other part black, and some red and red parts. He said, I am the principality of vanity, it is I who invent all kinds of feminine accessories for makeup, tincture, and earrings. There are legions of devils who work for me and are scattered all over the land. The planet has already been dominated by us. I have gained millions of souls because of these feminine accessories. I saw in the vision a legion of vanity demons who were in the backyard of my house waiting for their chief. All these demons were wearing makeup with their hair dyed. Their principality threatened me and said, I will send my legion to the church where you are the pastor. I will end the sanctity of the body, we will cause vanity in your church. That principality exploded in front of me and disappeared. I bowed my knees and said, Lord, I am not my father, I am weak in this war, I ask you to withdraw my ministry. I cannot stand this persecution of the demons. I cried a lot and lay down on the floor of my room, which was freezing. I no longer wanted to know how to shepherd the church, and fear was taking hold of me when that principality threatened to destroy my ministry. One voice said, Robert, get up, be strong, feed yourself on my word, and make a prayer campaign, great and long, for your walk. My power has been perfected in its weakness, only pray. Jesus said, you say you are not like your father. Who used your father to operate the signs? Who used the donkey to speak? Who made Elijah call down fire from heaven? Who made Samson injure 1,000 men with a sling? I do not change, and today I cast out the spirit of fear and give you spiritual strength. The same anointing of the force that was in Samson, today comes upon you, not an anointing of physical force but spiritual. In this war you will not fight, I will fight for you. Do not fear, I am in control of this fight. When I heard these words, I felt something like oil pouring over my head, my body burned red, I felt the same strength as Samson, but in the spirit. The next day I was called to minister in a church. When I got there, I realized many Catholics were present. My spiritual vision opened. I saw a legion of demons, each possessing a different person. I remembered the jawbone that Samson used to injure 1,000 men, now I feel that same force flowing within me. I pointed my hands toward those crowds of people with demons. I said, Lord, destroy only the demons that want to attack them, not the people. I saw a wind come out of my hands towards that multitude of demoniacs. The wind blew the legions all to the ground, plucking those demons by force. No person fell to the ground, but the demons that possessed them were taken away. I saw the great power of God acting at that moment. It was terrible and frightening. He acted on my behalf just as Samson had injured 1,000 men. I alone cast over 500 devils through the power of my Jesus. That crowd that watched me was delivered without falling to the ground, without giving time for the demons to manifest. I watched as that legion fell to the floor like a domino effect. The power of God acted quickly without giving them time to react. I preached and many were converted that night. I had never won so many souls in a single day. I asked Jesus, why do many preachers preach to crowds of people in a stadium and there is no conversion? Jesus said, the demons that have the bodies of the multitude do not let them convert. The demons control their minds and harden their hearts. It is necessary to expel them from the body of these people so that they are free. Being free, they can convert. Look what happened today. The legions were expelled from the multitude. Without these demonic hosts, many were converted through your preaching. I returned to my joyful home, and when I bent my knee to pray, I had a vision. Abyss. I saw several deep, dark craters in the earth that released much black smoke. And suddenly many of these craters began to multiply in the four corners of the planet. Jesus told me, Son, every year that passes these doors of the abyss open and demons that are not yet on earth will be freed. Each year millions of demons are being released from the abyss to cause torment on earth. These are not yet the demons that Abaddon will release. Each year iniquity and corruption increase along with the deception. The years to come will multiply death, prostitution, suicide, new fashions, divorces and false signs of miracles will increase for the false prophets. Tell my people to stand firm and seek holiness every day. They will win this war with their knees on the floor. Tell them to search more and more for my presence. My spirit is looking for a bride who has not prostituted herself to the world. Tell my people that all those who strive to walk in holiness, even though they are a sinner, I will circumcise their hearts according to my will. Tell the missionaries that I will send them to strange lands, where they need to watch, for it is the territory of devils. In the years to come, my servants will suffer bitterness and false accusations, and others will die in countries where it is forbidden to preach the word. But I will be with those in the hour of pain to console you or at the hour of death to take you. I will press my church with trials so that my servants may awaken and return to the first love. There will be deliverance for some servants before the last hour of the rapture. I will go through all congregations to see who are truly faithful. As for the accusers who fight against the doctrine wanting to deny my watchmen, I am watching them. These men have caused confusion, dividing and forming parties within my house. They have prostrated themselves before the riches of this world, and my wrath will go down against the church that makes a covenant with the world. Those who have set their hearts on money and on earthly goods have already paralyzed their spiritual lives like statues. They have exchanged their reward and the crown of eternal life for the money of that land, selling what is eternal for that which is fleeting and cheap. The church is devaluing my holy word and crucifying those who preach against sin. The church is changing all this to walk in the teachings of the doctrines from the pits of hell, which is the broad way to perdition. In the next years to come, the world will go into great disorder. Punishment will come along with difficult times of distress. My wrath will be poured out against false churches and religions of deceit. The world will be under the wrath of my Father, and my church will go through persecution all over the world. My people will return to my arms, and then there will be great brokenness, spiritual restitution, and sincere repentance. Tell my church to return to holiness before the rapture. Satan will try to prevent the reformation of the church but will be frustrated. The people will turn to me and win the war. They will renounce the world and cast away all abominations. I end my testimony by saying that the happenings in the spiritual world is not a joking matter. In the vision, I saw black holes opening in the ground and the demons rising to earth. I saw them invading churches and entering without fear. These devils are bold and fierce. They are demons of destruction. Once you decide to give up sin and worldliness and live a life given to God, you will be attacked by demons. But they will not be able to do anything, because God will protect His people who keep His word. Jesus will give strength to each one of you on this journey, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.